Heat.
Good morning. I'm Natalie with KQNK. Today is Wednesday, March 29th. Currently with fair skies, it is 30 degrees. The humidity is 80%. The wind speed is east at 17 miles per hour. The barometric pressure is 30.10. The dew point is 25 degrees, and the current wind chill is 18 degrees. It's 8:04 and time for Kansas News.
Kansas Information Network News. I'm Jen Austin. Area K-State Extension District offices will soon offer tractor farm safety courses.
These courses are required by federal law for 14 and 15-year-old kids who plan to work on a farm that's not family-owned. The $15 program includes a full day covering machinery maintenance and safety, instruction on how to stop bleeding, and discussion on preventing farm accidents.
And then they do have to, you know, take a test at the end of the day. You know, it's safety, so a lot of things are common sense.
That's Stacy Campbell, Extension District Agent, who emphasizes the importance of safety in agriculture as it's one of the most hazardous occupations. Pre-register at the local Extension office. I'm J.P. Bazette.
The Newton Board of Education voted this week to begin the process of closing Walton Rural Life Center. Declining enrollment numbers are to blame, with nearly 200 students moving to other districts during the pandemic. The Walton Rural Life Center was known for its agriculture program and unique hands-on experience. Kindergarten enrollment would have begun in mid-April. This is Kansas Information Network News.
With today's inflation straining your budget, your Kansas Farm Bureau membership can help keep more money in your pocket. Get 15% off current published rates at Nextech Wireless. Special member pricing on select Grainger products. Save on vacation and travel with Avis Budget and Choice Hotels. And join the Kansans who've switched to Kansas Farm Bureau health plans, who enjoy significant savings on nationwide medical health care coverage. Join today. For a full list of benefits, visit kfb.org/benefits.
What I know about courage, I learned from my adoptive mom. She said sometimes you just gotta hold on and know we'll get through this.
Mom, we are so high up. Hold my hand.
No, you hold my hand.
Here we go.
Learn about adopting a teen from foster care. You can't imagine the reward. Visit AdoptUSKids.org to find out more. This message is brought to you by AdoptUSKids, the U.S. Department of Health and Human Services.
Good morning, I'm Natalie Hadley with your KQNK News, brought to you by Firebolt Ag, LLC, serving all of your chemical and fertilizer needs. An increase in the minimum age for the sale, purchase, or possession of cigarettes, electronic cigarettes, or tobacco products from 18 to 21 in Kansas passed in the Kansas Senate 28-11 on Tuesday, and the bill now goes to Governor Kelly. The Senate made no changes to the bill, which previously passed in the Kansas House of Representatives. The bill makes selling any tobacco or vaping products to someone younger than 21 or buying them for someone under 21 a misdemeanor that can be punished with a $200 fine, and it prohibits electronic cigarettes and vaping products from school buildings. Supporters included Kansas's largest teachers union, which said that vaping and electronic cigarettes are causing students to become addicted to nicotine and leading to health problems. And several school districts also said that the use of electronic cigarettes and vaping among students is causing the districts to divert resources toward monitoring them. Following a years-long power clash over who should be in charge of foster care oversight, House lawmakers on Monday passed a bill creating an independent office into state law. House Bill 2443 would establish the Office of the Child Advocate as an independent state agency with a nonpartisan oversight board. The Child Advocate would be appointed for a four-year term by the board, with the first candidate confirmed in January of 2024. The office would receive, investigate, and resolve child welfare system complaints and provide oversight of the system, with the overarching goal of improving the safety and well-being of Kansas children. The state's child foster care system has been riddled with issues for years. In June of 2022, a federal watchdog agency found that Kansas had one of the highest rates of missing foster care children from July 1, 2018 to December 31st of 2020. A 2022 study from the Center for the Study of Social Policy found that 53 foster children slept in offices 167 times in 2021, and that only 65% of foster children were able to get the mental health services that they needed. Governor Kelly created the Division of the Child Advocate under executive order as a stopgap measure for the overburdened foster care system in October of 2021 after the House and Senate couldn't agree on a proposed office. And lawmakers criticized the move, saying children in foster care should have independent oversight instead of being under the administration of the governor. The House advanced the legislation after debate, then took emergency final action to pass the bill by a 116-7 vote. The Senate has considered similar legislation, and the two chambers are expected to work out a compromise before the end of the regular session next week. The cold weather rule will end on Friday, March 31st, and that means Kansans who are behind on electric and natural gas utility bills will be subject to disconnection of service unless they contact their utility company to make payment arrangements. March 31st is also the last day to apply for the Low Income Energy Assistance Program, or LEAP, a federally funded program administered by the Kansas Department for Children and Families. LEAP applications must be received by the Kansas DCF office by 5 p.m. on Friday, March 31st. The Kansas Corporation Commission urges all customers facing financial difficulties to act now to stay connected. The cold weather rule, in effect from November 1st through March 31st, provides protection from disconnection to residential customers served by utilities regulated by the KCC when the temperatures are forecast to drop below 35 degrees within the following 48-hour period. When the rule is in effect, regulated utilities are also required to offer a cold weather 12-month payment plan upon request, even if a previous payment plan had been broken. When that protection ends on Friday, failure to make arrangements or failure to adhere to an already established payment plan could result in disconnection. Reconnection after March 31st may require past due balances be paid in full, depending on the utility's policy. And that's why it's important to call now while regulated utilities are still required to offer the cold weather rule 12-month payment plan. It's important to note that the KCC does not regulate co-ops or municipal utilities, although many of those utilities also offer a cold weather payment plan. To find out more about utility assistance programs in your area, you can contact your utility or the KCC Consumer Protection Office at 800-662-0027. And utility assistance program information is also posted on the KCC's website. In Nebraska news, on Tuesday, Lincoln police shared the identity of the woman who allegedly hit and killed two men with her car intentionally on Monday afternoon. The Lincoln Police Department reported that 27-year-old Taylor Bradley, a resident of the apartment complex where the incident took place, has been charged with two counts of second-degree murder. Authorities said the two victims, men in their 40s, were maintenance employees of the apartment complex, and their names have not been released at this time. This investigation is ongoing, and anyone with information is urged to contact the Lincoln Police, or if you wish to remain anonymous, you can call Crime Stoppers at 402-475-3600. A permitless concealed carry bill advanced in the Nebraska legislature as the legislature voted 31-10 to send the bill to the third and final round of debate. Senator Tom Brewer's bill would allow people to carry a gun under clothing or inside a vehicle without having to pay for a permit or even take a gun safety course. And his proposal also overrides stricter gun laws that cities like Lincoln have in place. Lincoln's police chief has said Brewer's measure will make their city less safe. Right now, 25 other states have such a law, often referred to as a constitutional carry. Brewer said the bill doesn't really change anything as far as the requirement to do a background check, and he said the pistol permit requirement is still there, so all this does is give the ability to carry the weapon. The bill is in the second round of debate, and if senators vote to advance it, it will still need to pass one more round. The Grand Island Fire Department said it's seen a sudden increase in calls about carbon monoxide poisoning, and they report that the uptick first began about 2 weeks ago. Officials said while residents typically have smoke alarms in their homes, carbon monoxide detectors tend to be overlooked. However, they're especially important for anyone who uses gas appliances like a stove, furnace, or water heater. The Grand Island Fire Department recommends having a carbon monoxide detector located within 10 feet of every bedroom door, and it also suggests one for the basement and an additional detector for an attached garage, because people who have an attached garage are also at a higher risk. I'll be back with more in just a moment.
Firebolt Ag is a full-service fertilizer and chemical retailer. They customize products for individual farmers' needs, with the primary focus being customer profitability. Let Josh and Jack help you get the most out of your farm ground. They also provide in-house marketing with Ron Wall of Flatwater Solutions. Visit Ron in Phillipsburg or call Josh at 785-854-8484 or Jack at 308-840-2819. Firebolt Ag, your leader in agriculture.
The Kansas Department of Transportation and law enforcement agencies across the state are teaming up in support of the national You Drive, You Text, You Pay campaign to bring attention to and to enforce texting and distracted driving laws. In conjunction with heightened distracted driving law enforcement from April 3rd through the 9th, the Kansas Department of Transportation will roll out a statewide marketing initiative around the You Drive, You Text, You Pay campaign as promoted by the National Highway Traffic Safety Administration. Acting Secretary of Transportation Calvin Reed said they've seen in Kansas how distracted driving can have catastrophic consequences, and drivers need to keep focused on the road and remain attentive at all times, so put your phone down and just drive. Crash numbers indicate many drivers in Kansas are guilty when it comes to distracted driving. The Kansas Department of Transportation stats from 2021 show 534 crashes occurred by mobile phone distractions alone. There were 148 crashes caused by drivers paying attention to electronic devices like DVD players, stereos, and GPS units, and another 1,131 crashes were the result of distractions such as applying makeup, reading, or eating. The Kansas Department of Transportation's You Drive, You Text, You Pay safety messaging will primarily target drivers age 18 to 34. The National Highway Traffic Safety Administration's research shows this age group represents the most distracted drivers, often because of cell phone use. The National Highway Traffic Safety Administration reports more than 32,000 people died in distraction-affected crashes from 2011 to 2020, and in 2020, 3,142 deaths were linked to driver distraction, representing 8% of all motor vehicle crash fatalities. Reed said you can set a good example by putting your phone away when you get behind the wheel, and if you're riding with someone who's texting and driving, don't hesitate to speak up. Texting while driving is dangerous and illegal, so put your phone away when you get behind the wheel, set a good example, and if you see someone texting while driving, don't hesitate to speak up. The Kansas Department of Transportation and the National Highway Traffic Safety Administration encourage drivers to take away the temptation to be on their phones, activate the phone's Do Not Disturb feature, or put the phone in the glove box or back seat. Designate passengers to send or respond to calls and messages. Remember, the You Drive, You Text, You Pay safety campaign information can be found at nhtsa.gov/campaign/distracted-driving. The Kansas Department for Health and Environment encourages Kansas households with Children's Health Insurance Program enrollees to make timely payments on monthly premiums. This is especially important as the state resumes normal business operations following the COVID-19 pandemic, with the federal government announcing the end of the public health emergency effective in May of 2023. The Children's Health Insurance Program, or CHIP, enrollees have not been penalized for delinquent accounts during the COVID-19 pandemic, although penalties for non-payment will resume effective April 2023. The Kansas Department of Health and Environment will waive outstanding CHIP premium balances prior to April 2023, and CHIP families will begin with a zero balance before their April premium is due. Paying CHIP premiums and avoiding delinquency is important in order to maintain continuous coverage, because if a CHIP account becomes delinquent, there's a waiting period before enrollment in the CHIP program. Janet Stanek, the Secretary of the Kansas Department of Health and Environment, said it's vital for CHIP families to pay premiums on their due date every month. Waiving outstanding CHIP balances allows families to start fresh as the state resumes normal business operations. To pay your CHIP premium, you can go online. You can call 1-866-923-2724, or you can mail a check or money order payable to CanCare Premium Billing. To update your contact information with CanCare, you can visit the CanCare website and click on the red chat bubble, or call the CanCare Clearinghouse at 1-800-792-4884. The State Library of Kansas is reminding Kansans that information about the Kansas Legislature is only a phone call or chat away. The number for the legislative hotline is 800-432-3924. and the calls are answered by librarians at the State Library who are experienced with the legislative process. Reference librarians at the State Library take questions by phone, email, and chat, and Kansans can also leave brief messages for their legislators or request copies of bills and other legislative documents. In addition to calling the hotline, Kansans can chat with a librarian in real time through the library's Ask a Librarian service found at kslib.info/ask. Kansans will have the option of installing a mobile app connecting users to all the State Library reference services, including chat, texting, and email. The legislative hotline is available weekdays from 8 a.m. to 5 p.m., and questions can be left at infodesk@ks.gov on weekends and evenings. Your menu today for Eisenhower Elementary School. For lunch, you'll be having pigs in a blanket, sweet potato french fries, dill spear, baby carrots, rosy applesauce, and milk. For Norton Community High School and Junior High, your lunch today will be hamburger on a bun, corn, fruit, and milk. And for Northern Valley Schools, your lunch today will be hamburger on a bun, potatoes, vegetable, and fruit. Your schedule today for Norton Community Schools, all day long, the Norton Junior High School K Relay for Life week will continue. I'm Natalie Hadley. Your KQNK News was brought to you by Firebolt Ag, LLC, farmers helping farmers to succeed. You can contact Firebolt Ag today to get the most out of your farmland. Your KQNK weather forecast is being brought to you by Hinkle Termite and Pest Control, your Norton experts for all of your pest control needs. Your forecast for today should be mostly sunny with a high near 47 and a northeast wind of 10 to 15 miles per hour. For tonight, it should be partly cloudy with the low around 8 and an east wind of 10 to 15 miles per hour. On Thursday, there'll be some patchy blowing dust after 1 p.m. and it should be partly sunny with the high near 76 and breezy on Thursday with wind gusts as high as 35 miles per hour. And on Thursday night, it should be mostly clear with the low around 37 and breezy with wind gusts as high as 35 miles per hour. I'll be back with the rest of your forecast in just a moment.
When you've got bugs, we know what a nuisance that can be.
Lock 'em out. From Hinkle Termite and Pest Control, Lock 'em Out is our very effective residential insect prevention program. We'll come to your place and treat your foundation plus all insect entryways. And while we're there, receive a free termite inspection. Call Mr. Rich Wenzel, our certified technician in Norton, at 785-202-0167. That's 202-0167.
Continuing with your weather forecast, for Friday, there's a 30% chance of rain, otherwise partly sunny with the high near 52 and windy Friday with wind gusts as high as 45 miles per hour. On Saturday, sunny with the high near 64. On Sunday, sunny with the high near 73. On Monday, it should be sunny with the high near 68. And on Tuesday, mostly sunny with the high near 62 and breezy. Currently with fair skies, it is 30 degrees. The humidity is 80%. The wind speed is east at 17 miles per hour. The barometric pressure is 30.10. The dew point is 25 degrees. And the current wind chill is 18 degrees. Your weather was brought to you by Hinkle Termite and Pest Control right here in Norton. You can call Hinkle Termite and Pest Control at 785-202-0167 for all of your pest control needs. It is 8:23.
It's 4 a.m., Monday, and you're literally sucking baby snot through a tube because she's congested. Man, that's love. And if you love her that much, love her enough to make sure she's buckled in the right car seat. To make sure your child's in the right seat for their age and size, visit nhtsa.gov/the right seat. Show them you love them. Keep them safe. Visit nhtsa.gov/the right seat. Brought to you by the National Highway Traffic Safety Administration and the Ad Council.
Your Kansas Sports Report is being brought to you by the United Northwest Federal Credit Union, where everything they do for you.
Save more, earn more with the Easy Saver account at the United Northwest Federal Credit Union. Enrollment in this program automatically rounds up the amount of all debit card and share draft purchases made from your checking account to the next whole dollar and deposits into the Easy Saver savings account. Not only will this account help you save, but it also earns 2.01% APY monthly. Special terms and conditions apply. Come in today and open your Easy Saver account at the United Northwest Federal Credit Union, where everything we do for you. NCUA insured.
KIN Sports, I am Fulton Caster. A lot has been made this offseason thus far, the Chiefs wide receiver situation, if they need to make some moves to improve the group. But Matt Derrick of ChiefsDigest.com joined WIBW Radio in Topeka, and he gave his thoughts on the Chiefs wide receiver room and how it actually feels. It is actually fairly comparable to where the Chiefs were last year, and how it might be just be a few smaller moves. It's all they have left to make.
Right now, the guys who are on the roster last year, let's see, I think we've got 89 catches for about 1,300 yards and 3 touchdowns. The production is almost the same as far as the players that you have on the roster right now. So you take a look at where this team in the room was last year at this time, and remember, Sky Moore wasn't even on the team last year at this time. I think it's pretty comparable now, and I think they're going to add to this. I mean, last this point, they already signed Juju, so there wasn't a lot more coming. But I think this year, hey, there's a few more names out there, and I would be surprised if they made a trade. And hey, if you added a first round wide receiver, I think you'd also feel differently.
KIN Sports, I am Fulton Caster.
If you're looking for a compact utility tractor that runs longer, works harder, and is the best in the business, look no further than a John Deere from Prairie Land Partners. Right now, when you purchase a 1025R compact tractor with a loader, you get your choice of a free pallet fork, rear blade, or box blade. Plus, Prairie Land Partners offers fast and secure financing. To learn more, stop by or visit them online at PrairieLandPartners.com.
Delivering the right solution. Prairie Land Partners.
The possibility of lung cancer can be pretty scary, especially if you're one of approximately 8 million current or former smokers at high risk. That's why SaveByTheScan.org wants you to know that now there's a breakthrough low-dose CT scan that can detect lung cancer early, and it only takes 60 seconds. You stop smoking, now start screening. For an easy quiz to see if you're eligible, visit SaveByTheScan.org. It could save your life. SaveByTheScan.org is brought to you by the American Lung Association's Lung Force Initiative and...
Norton County Hospital and Medical Clinic remind you that March is Colorectal Cancer Awareness Month. Did you know colon cancer is the third most common cancer in the U.S. for men and women? Regular screening beginning at age 45 is key to preventing colorectal cancer and finding it early. Talk to your provider about when and how often to get screened. Visit Norton County Hospital online to learn more about scheduling an appointment. Norton County Hospital is here for you at any stage of life.
Kansas Agriculture Network Markets.
Good day, everyone. I'm Slade Wiley. Right now, let's get a check of the weather.
This morning, we have a trough of low pressure currently over Northern California. That will be our next big weather maker affecting us Thursday night into Friday. We also have a weak frontal boundary that's sliding south into northern Kansas to the north of the front. Temperatures will be very cool. To the south, we'll likely see highs in the 60s. It'll be windy and warmer tomorrow ahead of that, with again strong storms possible early on Friday morning. For northwestern Kansas today, partly cloudy and cool with a high in the mid-40s. Overnight, Tarlo in the mid-20s. In north central Kansas, it'll be mostly sunny today with a high in the mid-50s. Tonight's low in the upper 30s. In northeastern Kansas, sunny and not as cool today with a high in the low 60s. Clear tonight, Tarlo near 40. In southwestern Kansas, mostly sunny, breezy today with a high in the mid-60s. Tonight's low in the low 40s. In south central Kansas, sunny, warmer today, and a bit breezy at times with a high in the upper 60s. And for southeastern Kansas, sunny and not as cool today with a high in the mid-60s. I'm meteorologist Dan Holliday.
Thank you, Dan, for that check of the weather. Now, live cattle were able to hold minor gains with traders having little to focus on in order to influence trading. Feeder cattle were mixed, influenced by mixed corn trade, and hogs were mixed with some spread trading between nearby and deferred contracts, as traders position themselves ahead of the report. Now, corn futures this Wednesday morning are mixed with maize slightly higher, but deferred contracts on the defensive. Soybeans are correcting and lower after another strong session on Tuesday. Looking now to wheat. Wheat continues to rally as worries about hard red winter wheat crop in the U.S. are growing, while poor conditions can be overcome with good spring weather. You are listening to the Kansas Agriculture Network.
At Emprise Bank, we're your partner in possible, and we believe that when we work together, your dreams are achievable. Which means today's feeding becomes tomorrow's breeding. First-generation farmers become multi-generational farmers, and the land you love becomes the legacy you leave. We provide flexible financing solutions to help your agribusiness grow. This is the power of possible. Visit EmpriseBank.com to learn more. Member FDIC.
If I could be you.
And you could be me.
For just 1 hour.
If you could find a way.
To get inside.
Each other's mind.
Walk a mile in my shoes.
Walk a mile in my shoes.
Walk a mile in my shoes.
We've all felt left out. And for some, that feeling lasts more than a moment. We can change that.